Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we'll have a special interview with the Mamelodi Sundowns ladies coach, Jerry Shabalala, ahead of their CAF Women's Champions League final against the hosts Royal Armed Forces of Morocco in Rabat on Sunday.
Shabalala has steered his side to a second successive final after lifting the trophy in Egypt last year, and he gives his thoughts on Sundowns' campaign to date, what to expect from their opponents in the decider, and much more. So, Coach, you've come through a tough semi-final against Simba Queens. You now face Asfar in the final. Before we do talk about Sunday's decider, just your impressions from the game against Simba?
Yeah, look, it was a tough game for us yesterday, you know. Simba came with, I would say, more or less similar approach from our first game against Bayesta Queen. They wanted to unsettle us as early as possible. They were very, very aggressive. You know, they were very aggressive. And I like the fact that they played the ball from the back. They were very, very patient in terms of their build-up. And they didn't allow us to play. They didn't even give us a single chance on the ball. They tried to win almost each and every second ball. So at some point that my younger midfielder in Oradile was battling in terms of holding the balls for us. Hence, I've decided to make an early change, try to bring in Dalia Smith to try and stabilize the midfield, you know. So I learned that, but I think they had a very, very good first half. Their pressing was very high. But at some point I felt like they're not gonna press us for the entire 90 minutes. I knew that at some point they would crack. And believe me, they only maintained it for 70 minutes. The last 20 minutes, that's when we came back and controlled the game a little bit, and we managed to get a goal. So credit must go to their coach. And in terms of the tactical approach, I know there's a lady by the name of Fetty Dancer who normally plays as a CDM for them. But on the day, she was converted to become a right back, you know, just to try and close us. Because we just sat down to get a team that play with wing backs, but just to try and close that space on the right or on the left. But overall, credit must go to my players. Great performance from the girls.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, more than anything, you kind of had to work hard and hang in there a little bit. Does that kind of speak to the mental strengths of your side to keep going in that way?
True, you know. You know, when it comes to the mental strength, we need to give credit to our management. We've brought Dr. Nomsa with us to come and help the players in terms of mental fitness, you know. And it also shows you that we are a team that doesn't give up. As much as we never had a good half, but we show the teams that we are the real African champs. You know, as a champion, you don't just give up like that. You got to push that until the 12 rounds in a box. So we really showed some character.
And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear your thoughts on Boitumelo Rabale, who's been outstanding in this competition so far.
Yeah, you know, it's not only Boitumelo Rabale who's been outstanding. Yes, you know, I always say strikers win you games, but defenders win you tournaments. When you look at our defensive record, till today we've only conceded one goal. You know, the likes of Bambalani Bani, I mean, the back of Makurbet as an example, with Regina Mkhola also coming on. Credit must go to everyone. If the defense is doing a good job, surely even the midfielders and the strikers, you know. But Boitumelo, she's been outstanding. Not only Boitumelo, you also look at Melinda Khadiete, you know, a very, very vital part of our team in terms of creating those chances. I think she's one of the players that got most of the assists in our team. And you also look at Lelora Taweti. She's been scoring goals left and right. But Boitumelo, she's been very, very influential in terms of those defense splitting passes that she plays. Compared to last season, she never played that much in Champions League. But this season, she's on fire. I think she switched on.
I was actually going to ask you about kind of the differences in the squad between last year and this year. Is there much of a difference, or is it kind of just continuity?
I think it's continuity. You know, when you look at the 70% of the squad, not 70%, let me just say 80% of the squad has been played the previous tournament. We still kept the 80%. So it really shows you that it's just continued. It's nothing. It's only a few players that are new. And those who are not playing regularly in this team would be your Bitumelo Rabale, would be your Lerola Tawet. So with the experience gained from the previous tournament, for them to bring it this, to bring the level up at this time, that's very good for us.
And then if we look ahead to Sunday's final, you're playing Asfar. Of course, you'll know them quite well. You played them last year. I think it was 0-0. You will have seen them in this tournament. Just your thoughts on them?
What a tricky side. A very, very tricky side. They're very comfortable on the ball. Honestly speaking, one of the best teams in terms of their players, individual players. Technically, they are very good, well organized. I saw them yesterday. They know how to defend. They know how to waste time. You know, those tricks. But in terms of them going forward, they are very, very quick. And they can hit any team in transition. And we've got to be very, very cautious in terms of how we approach them. But I think we do have a plan for them that everyone would want to unsettle them as early as possible. One thing that I've picked it up with them, when you press them higher, you know, they tend to panic, especially the bed. So we don't have to allow them to go out from their defensive dirty and into their battlefield. You got to press them before they could get even into our final third.
A lot of the Asfar players, I think, were in the Moroccan side that lost to South Africa in the final of the Women's African Cup of Nations this year. Does that add a little bit of extra spice, do you think? There'll be a little bit of revenge, perhaps, on their minds?
You know, what I like about this, we played Asaka in the final. There was a time where Bafana, I think it was Bafana, played against Ghana, where Ghana beat Bafana by one goal. So everybody was hyping it up, as in like, now it's against South Africa versus Ghana, you know? So again, this year we go, Banyana beat Morocco in the final, and here we are. We play against the Moroccan team in the final. They might love to them, for them. They're gonna come with that mentality. I'm certain about it. They're gonna come and say we revenge for our national team. Remember, we also got players who are playing in the national team, players who would want to protect the pride of their nation. When you look at our defense, especially at the back, the likes of Kisoto Mokubela and Ezamir Babalaliban, they will see to it that they defend the pride of their nation. So that's going to be a humdinger of a game.
Yeah, I mean, that's an important point that you make there. I mean, you've won so much in the last couple of years. Is it quite easy to keep your players hungry and motivated for success?
It's not easy. You got to keep telling them that they got to keep believing in themselves and good things are coming. You know, the motivation to the girls this year, it's the fact that we're crossing our fingers that if we win this Champions League, we're hoping that there'll be Club World Cup, you know. So our vision is beyond Champions League. We are in the Club World Cup with the hope that FIFA will announce it. So we know that if we win, we still have a good chance of representing Africa, you know. So hence you see the girls are so motivated. The motivation is from us wanting to play against the best in the world to see how good we are.
Yeah, there was actually going to be... It's on my list of questions there about the FIFA Club World Cup. They've been talking about it for quite a number of years now, I think at least since 2017. What would it mean for you to represent South Africa and to represent Sundowns on that global stage against the best teams in the world?
Look, it would mean a lot for us. You know, if you could recall, not long time ago, FIFA Club rankings were released, where we feel we are ranked 26th in the world in terms of the clubs. But we wanna improve on that. We set ourselves a target as a team to say we wanna be amongst the top ten best teams in the world. You know, so hence you see the guys are pushing so hard to find themselves all the time. And then even if it's announced, we know that we are the team that's going to represent Africa as a whole. For Sundowns, if you could recall, before even the chairman, before when the previous president took over at Sundowns, he said he wanted Sundowns to conquer Africa. I think he's a visionary of a chap. He wasn't meaning only in terms of the men's football, but he had this vision to say even in women's football. So when you are sold those those kind of things. As a coach, you're also required to follow in your previous president's step to say, we also want to conquer Africa. And we did it before. Here again, we've got a chance to do it again. And we want to make Sundowns very, very proud.
And you talk about doing it again there. Does the experience of winning last year kind of help the squad in terms of making them believe that they can win? You know, they've kind of been there, they've done it already. Do you think that will be a help on Sunday?
That could play as a motivating factor for the girls. They know how important it is. This one. I think the other motivating factor, as you may be aware, that Sundowns, I think it's a policy. It doesn't matter which cup you play, you know. There's a bigger carrot in front of the girls. We all know that this year KF has got just prize money, you know. So I believe that the girls, that carrot that they see in front of them, it will also be a motivating factor.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if we just talk a little bit about the man behind the team, you know, your journey in football and how you came to lead Sundowns Ladies. Where did it all kind of begin for you, and what has been your path?
I got myself involved in women's football in 2009. I started coaching a team in Mpumalanga called Detroit Ladies. But I only started coaching them in 2010. We went all the way to play in a national championship and successful in South Africa. Then 2011, I didn't win the national champs. The owner of the team said he wanted me to win, and I didn't win. In 2011, I coached Luso Africa and Gauteng, a team based in Gauteng. And I moved 2012 when the late coach of Mamelodi Sundowns, Brian Dube, when he passed on. There were a few players who were playing at Luso Africa, who were playing for me in Luso Africa 2011. If I still recall, I don't know if you know Maria Mutola, the 800 meter.
Yes, Mozambique.
World champ from Mozambique. He's the one who recommended me to Mamelodi Sundowns management to say, there's a coach who used to coach us at Luso Africa in 2011. Can we just call this coach in to come and coach us? Guess what? There was four of us who were vying for the position, and I got a chance to train the team on Tuesday. The other coach trained the team Monday, trained the team Tuesday, Wednesday was the other coach, and Thursday, so on. And they asked the girls, which coach do you think will be the best coach for you guys? They said, the one who coached us on Tuesday. Lucky enough, that's how I got a job at Mamelodi Sundowns from 2012 till today. As you see, I've been with the team for a decade now.
And obviously, you've got a good relationship with your number two, Agnes. We saw her last year very enthusiastic on the sidelines. Just a word about her and how you two work together.
We come a very long way with Agnes. People, they won't believe this. When I was at Detroit Ladies, the first year, she was not there. The following year, when I thought I was going to be the coach again, when I got sacked, I roped her in to come and play for me. But the unfortunate part happened that I got sacked and she stayed at Detroit. When I moved to Sundowns, that's when I started contacting her and said, Agnes, 2013, I think it was the head coach, just said, I want you to come and play for me. What a fantastic player she was. She was an all-rounder. You can play here as a center back. You can play as a CDM, as a striker, you know. But there was something that I saw in this kid that she's capable of anything. She can be she's an all-rounder and she can be a coach. And but I saw that age was catching up with her, and I said, look, I think you're no longer giving me what you used to give me, but for me to reward you, it will be best to take you to coaching school, you know. So I sent her to I've encouraged her to go and do the coaching courses, and indeed she did a coaching course. And I roped her in as an assistant coach because I believed in her, and I saw something in her that she's going to be one of the top coaches in years coming, you know. So basically that's how we've been so close with Agnes.
And just to sort of like a general question, is there really a difference between coaching a women's team and a men's team, or is football is football and the fundamentals all stay the same and the tactical setup all remains the same?
Lucky enough for me, I've worked with the boys before. You know, be football. It's football. There's no different whatever tactics that you put, you know, in terms of players' technique. You know, there's some girls who are technically good in, when you compare to some of the boys. But yes, there are a couple of few challenges that one is facing, especially coaching the girls. While it's that time of the match as a coach, you got to understand that you won't get that performance from the girls. But with boys, there's no time of the month, you know. So those are kind of challenges that you face as a coach when you coaching girls.
And then there's I believe there's sort of a rule in place that Banyana must be coached by a woman. So that as things kind of stand at the moment, that doesn't seem to be an option for you. Would you kind of look at moving over to men's football at some stage if the opportunity arose?
My honest opinion, stay where you are now. Mm. I don't see myself going to coach men's football anytime soon. I enjoy coaching by ladies. Even if it means maybe I get another job, but it will be in a women's football, not in a men's team.
And then you claimed another domestic league title this season in the Hollywood Bet Super League, which means you'll be back in the CASAFA Women's Champions League next season. How eager are you kind of to regain that title from Green Buffaloes in 2023?
Look, we're doing our level best so that we don't go back again to CASAFA, just to try and defend our Champions League title so that we can go straight back to Champions League, you know? I know this is a CASAFA interview, but I'm not dissing CASAFA, but us playing CASAFA, you know, it would be nicer for us to become defending champions so that we can add another South African team to go and compete in a CASAFA tournament for us, you know? Because when you look at the rules, even this year, I don't think we were supposed to participate when I looked at the rules, but it is what it is, you know? So it would be nicer to give the team that came second from our league the opportunity to go and compete and see how the level of Champions League. So basically, what we're trying to do, we're trying our level best to defend this Champions League title so that we can qualify automatically again.
And if we just talk briefly about the Hollywood Bet Super League, how have you seen the standard? Have you seen it risen in the last few years or plateaued? Where are we sitting with that?
Honestly speaking, the standard, it has risen. It has grown big time. Like when you look in terms of all the games that we've played, when I recall the first year, we won the league without losing a draw. Following year, we had a draw. The third year, now we've got two lose and a draw. So it turns out the standard, it has grown, you know. And you look at it, the teams that are below your top eight, some of the teams, when they play against your African champion, League Sundowns, they perform well. I think the only problem with the teams, with our standard, is the consistency from the teams. You know, if all teams can be consistent in terms of their performance, when the performance that give when they play Mamelodi Sundowns, if they could give in all games, I think our standards can be of a very, very, very high standard.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck for Sunday. I know everyone in the CASAFA region will be firmly behind Sundowns bringing home the trophy again. And thank you. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, my brother. And thank you for supporting Women's Football CASAFA. We're doing this for CASAFA region. And thank you for being there for us. We really appreciate it.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We wish Mamelodi Sundowns ladies all the best in the final as they look to make it back-to-back wins for CASAFA in this continental competition.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokoloduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.